Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a themed list of five podcast episodes, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. On this podcast, we'll follow the format of our newsletter. You'll learn about the curator of the week, their chosen theme, and the five episodes that they've selected as part of that theme. We'll also have some more podcast-related stuff thrown in here and there. Hopefully, you'll find a new podcast or two to check out. So, let's get into it. What are we listening to this week? Today, we want to tell you about a podcast course from the Salt Institute for Documentary Studies. If you're interested in learning how to create long-form, serialized podcasts, you'll be very into this 12-week course. It combines online learning with in-person instruction, including a month of fieldwork in Maine. The course is led by award-winning producer Nora Sachs. Applications for this program are due on April 19th and can be found at meca.edu/salt. That's meca.edu/salt. Today in your inbox, you'll find an email from us with the subject line, Hidden Forces. This week's theme comes to us from podcast creator, consultant, and host of Every Day is a Food Day podcast, Anna Van Valen. Through Anna's picks, we'll learn that everything is not quite as it seems. We have podcast picks on Facebook technology, the true story of the American economy, the old school history of peanut butter you didn't know you needed, and much more. After our podcast picks from Anna, we're bringing you a chat between me and Shreya Sharma. Shreya writes for Inside Podcasting, a more than weekly newsletter from inside.com. Shreya lives in Vancouver and is working on creating some noise for women in podcasting and creating a space for indie podcasters through her newsletter. She's a podcast geek who proclaims, "Ooh, there's a podcast for that," at least 5 times a day. Someday, she hopes to create a classic rock podcast of her own. While she's not obsessing over podcasts, she's also the marketing director at Elevate Ultimate. We'll learn more about Shreya later in the show. First, let's talk about this week's podcast picks from Anna Van Valen. Here's why Anna chose this theme. She says,
"Hi, my name is Anna Van Valen. I'm a podcast producer and host from Los Angeles, California. You might know me from my podcasts Every Day is a Food Day and The More You Scroll, but this week I'm the guest curator for Earbuds Podcast Recommendation List. And the theme I chose is Hidden Forces. I went with Hidden Forces because as much as I'd like to think that my ideas, my choices, my experiences are totally under my own control, the fact is that there are so many things that affect me that I know nothing about. Uncovering those forces, whether it's the legacy of slavery or rogue marketing campaigns, has always fascinated me. And it's humbling to be reminded that I don't know everything and there's always more to learn. Enjoy."
Here are her podcast picks. The first episode is from Radiolab and is called The Trust Engineers. Trust Engineers absolutely sounds like a great band name. Either way, it's a fantastic episode on Facebook technology, and it's kind of terrifying. Like, I'm sorry, but when was the last time we weren't horrified by Facebook? Anyways, in this episode, we learn that there's a team of social engineers whose job is to poke around with user interaction, app wording, and other functions I don't fully understand, all in service of making online communication better. This episode explores how Facebook has created this lab of human behavior that allows us as users to be experimented on through different functions of the site. It sort of reminds me of The Social Dilemma, that Netflix documentary that came out last fall and was pretty terrifying. It's worth a listen, but it may make you want to say goodbye to social media. The next episode pick is hosted by our curator, Anna, and is from the Every Day is a Food Day podcast. It's called Peanut Butter, Spread It On Thick. I have to read for you this podcast tagline, which is, "Every food you love has a story." Because as someone who works in storytelling and is also a true food lover, I just feel so seen by that sentence. In regards to this episode, it's so funny and is full of great puns and spends about 45 minutes talking about all things peanut butter. We learn about peanut butter and slavery connections, the quite long list of star-studded peanut butter fans, and how peanut butter came to be a thing in this country, and its story with the FDA. I think I've given too much away already. Just listen to this while eating a spoonful of peanut butter, and you'll thank me later. Well, unless, of course, you have a peanut allergy, then don't grab yourself a spoonful of peanut butter, but do listen to the episode. Next up, we're listening to an episode from the New York Times 1619 project called The Economy That Slavery Built. This podcast goes back to the summer of 1619, when the first ship of enslaved Africans arrived at what is now known as Virginia. It just rips through everything we thought we knew about slavery, this country, and our economy. It's like Hamilton, but more. In this episode, we explore, how did American work become so brutal and thankless? And how an exploitation of human labor through cotton picking built the nation and the economic system we now still live in. The next recommendation comes from the podcast Hidden Brain, and the episode is called Lonely American Man. A quick warning, this episode may come off a tad bit depressing, but I find it to be an important listen. It talks about the growing epidemic of loneliness, which is really relevant right now with the pandemic and whatnot. It looks at the misguided notions of masculinity we've been fed since, I don't know, the beginning of time, but particularly in American society, and turns the idea of what it means to be a man and to be in a relationship with a man on its head. The last recommendation of the week comes from the podcast Encyclopedia Womanica and is called Beautiful Minds, Anna Freud. This episode is a wee 5 minutes long, a quick listen. And it's awesome because it talks about a Freud you may not have heard of, Anna Freud, who is Sigmund's daughter. Thank you to Anna Van Valen for choosing these podcasts as part of this week's Earbuds theme, Hidden Forces. We'll have a link in the show notes of this episode to all of those recommendations. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that even if you have no interest in this week's theme, you'll still find some podcast content from us. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. So, this week, we're hearing from Christine Hong, who sits on the Earbuds Advisory Board, and she spotlit a podcast called Venture Stories. Here's what she writes about Venture Stories. This episode discusses the recent waves of innovation in education, how college and K-12 evolved post-COVID, and what will have changed about education in the next 5 to 10 years. Thank you, Christine. Now, let's get into my chat with Shreya Sharma. You already know about Shreya from earlier, so we're just going to jump right on into our conversation. Just a quick listening note, there is a bit of a hum in the back of our conversation. Here we go. And we're live. How are you, Shreya?
I'm good. How are you, Ariel?
Good. Where are you joining us from today?
Vancouver, Canada. I'm back home. I was in Seattle for a little bit, but now I'm back home quarantined.
Love to hear it. So what's the audio scene like in British Columbia, in, I guess, the Pacific Northwest as well?
It's popping because, well, we've got a lot of interesting podcasts coming out, and then CBC has some great originals, but also shout out to Steve Pratt and Dan Misner's Pacific Content, who are doing some great work here with branded podcasts. So, yeah, it's going well.
Yeah, fun scene to be a part of for sure. So I would love to kind of get into what brought you into the world of audio.
So I have traveled a lot growing up. I must have changed 12 different schools all throughout my schooling career. And then I moved all over the Middle East, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Kuwait, lived in a lot of places. So home has always been sort of an elusive concept. But stories is kind of where I found my home. And audio storytelling is my favorite form because it takes away from any sort of distractions that I have mentally, and it helps calm my anxiety. Podcasts are always there for me, no matter what. And I think last year, more than ever, they have really become my best friends. So yeah, aww. Friends, I'm with these, I'm imaginary friends with these hosts. They don't know we're friends, but I always tell people that podcasts saved my life, and it's not, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that. It might sound a bit cheesy, but there's a show for everyone, everything, and anytime. So yeah, to sum it up.
Absolutely. If you can remember, what was the first podcast that you listened to?
Oh, that must have been a long, long time ago, but I do clearly remember the first podcast that I latched onto, that I waited every week to come out. It's by a Canadian woman, actually. She writes, hosts, produces, edited everything. It's called Let's Talk About Mitt's Baby, and Let's Talk About Mitt's Baby. That's how she intros it, like the song. And it is a Greek and Roman mythology podcast. So, yes, 100% recommend. She retells the stories of, like, Greek and Roman myths, but with a feminist twist. So it's super exciting to hear her talk. And Liv, who hosts it, she basically started this podcast as a hobby, and now she's doing it full time. So more power to her.
I love stories like that. I was just thinking recently about indie podcasts and how it's very hard to produce an indie podcast that gets traction and that can become a full-time job for folks. So really, seriously, more power to her. Yeah. So that was the first podcast that you really latched onto. What is it that you're listening to lately? Feel free to shout out a few things.
For sure. I'm listening to a few older audio fiction podcasts, like Fairy, that I'm catching up with. This is Spotify original and exclusive, I think. And it takes you into the dark world of fairy tales and storytelling. It's very interesting. And I'm also listening to Girl Boss Radio, which now has a new host, Puno. I just chatted with Puno, and you'll hear more about it on Inside Podcasting next week, hopefully. But she is trying to bring in a more representational perspective to the females who are freelancing and who are entrepreneurs who are doing side gigs. And my favorite, again, back to like saving my life podcast, is I Weigh by Jamila Jamil. And she's phenomenal. Every episode teaches me so much. And as someone who has like struggled with body image issues, and I have no problem talking about this, that podcast and every episode really like helps me in so many ways.
Yeah.
So those are the ones that I'm listening to right now.
The I Weigh with Jamila Jamil is relatively new, right?
Yes, it is. I think she started it last year in quarantine.
Yeah. Did you latch onto it immediately? Were you like, I love Jamila Jamil. I want to hear everything that comes out of her mouth kind of thing.
Oh, for sure. She's like, brown women represent. So I'm here for everything that she does and I want to support her. And I've been listening to this podcast. I never miss an episode. I actually like wait for each single one to come up. So.
Wow. Yeah. So you mentioned Inside Podcasting and I want to get into that for a second. But for your job at Inside Podcasting, how many hours of content are you listening to each week?
I would say I'm listening to 5 hours every week, 5-6 hours. Yeah. And that's like at 2x. So
yeah, of course. And do a lot of people reach out to you and ask you to review their podcast? Is that a big part of this?
People do that. And a lot of my friends do that as well. And they always preface it with, I don't want to be that person. But
But they are.
But what's exciting to me is that a lot of indie podcasters are reaching out. That's because I've specifically mentioned in my bio on Inside Podcasting, the newsletter, that if you are an indie show, please reach out to me. I want to hear more about what you're doing and I want to create space. So that is a part of the mission. And so a lot of interesting podcasts reach out to me. Last week I featured this podcast called Queens, which is an indie show. And it's basically they pair a queen from history with a cocktail drink. So
ooh, fun,
right? Super interesting concept. And you get to learn history. You get a little bit tipsy alongside these hosts. And yeah, I think what's exciting is that I can actually reach out to the hosts now and tell them, hey, I love your show. I've been listening to it for a while and they know who I am. So that's nice.
I love a show that asks you to do something in order to actively participate in it. So that one, in theory, you're making a cocktail while listening. I do think that the future of audio holds a lot of room for interactive podcasts. Maybe it's walking tours, maybe it's meditation, maybe it's yoga, maybe it's just anything asking you to actively like go on a walk or move your arms and just kind of do it with the host. I think there's a lot there.
Yeah, for sure. It's interesting how you would bring in engagement in a medium that seems a little like broadcasty, but that's where the difference between like radio and current world of audio comes in. You can actually include the listeners in whatever you're doing. A lot of shows even do like listener segments where they share stories. So that's been very interesting to hear and be a part of that.
So tell me about Inside Podcasting. You've been writing for Inside Podcasting for about 6 months now. Is that right?
Correct.
Very cool. And so what brought you to that job?
freelance? Oh, I was freelancing as a podcast marketing strategist before that, and I got to work on a lot of like indie shows where I would reach out and make relationships with big studios and talk to them. I pitched basically these independent podcasts to them, and that's how I got connected with Melody Ma, who runs Podyssey, and she knows that I love writing, she knows I love storytelling, and she heard about this inside podcasting gig, and she referred me, and I got it, which was super exciting, because, like I said, it's like you get to be a part of something that you're passionate about.
I totally feel that. I love being part of this industry. It's such a great, exciting space to be in. So what is the scope of your work at Inside Podcasting? For folks who don't know, what is Inside Podcasting, and how often are you writing, and what are you writing about?
For sure. Before I get into that, I want to do a major shout out for Sky, who's my predecessor, and she started it and she passed the baton to me. So Sky, we love you. We owe everything to you. She is awesome. If you're not reading what Sky is writing, please go and check it out. Yeah, so now I do Tuesdays and Thursdays, and initially I started it out as just a reporting, like industry reporting sort of thing, where you could come in, read the newsletter, and know what's happening in the podcasting industry. Either you're an advertiser, a creator, or just someone looking to like invest in podcasts somehow. But now I'm transitioning it to be a bit more current. Like, we are doing playlists every week depending on what's happening in the news. And a lot is happening, fortunately and unfortunately. Like, last week we did a podcast playlist on anti-Asian American violence. And so I'm trying to, like, curate playlists that people can listen to and realize that podcasts are a tool to educate yourself and also to be a part of the community space where you're talking about these important things. Other than that, I also hope to make this, like I said, a space for independent creators to share their work. I have been getting a few shout outs on Twitter and personally about how my Pods on the Block section, which is the recommendation section, comes up with interesting things every Tuesday and Thursday. So yeah, it's nice to hear that.
Yeah, I love Inside Podcasting. It is always a pleasure to read, always great recommendations. And I love keeping up with how you kind of editorialize the podcast news, because there is so much going on lately. And I definitely recommend that folks sign up for Inside Podcasting. I think it's inside.com/podcasting. Is that right?
Correct. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll have a link in the show notes of this episode to that. So you can definitely check that out. So Shreya, I'm very big into this, and I know you're very big into this, women in podcasting. And I know you and I are going to eventually be working together on putting together an event, a virtual event featuring women in podcasting. What's your mission there?
I feel like women are doing such great work in podcasting, but they're not, we can potentially make more noise about all the awesome stuff that we're putting out there. I want to give a shout out to like Michelle, who runs Frequency Media, and Allison Marino, who does Lipstick and Vinyl. Yeah. And so I've been working with them and just talking to them about this event, potential event, which will happen.
But it will happen.
Passion projects go.
Yes.
About women in podcasting. And I kind of want to create a support group even where women can talk about how this industry, which has a lot of, you know, old white men coming in from the radio side and making the space for them. Now it's time for us to shine. I also want to quickly reference Twyla, who runs Matriarch Digital. She wrote an amazing piece celebrating Women's History Month at Sounds Profitable, where she talks about how more women need to be a part of podcasting ad tech space. So I would recommend checking that out as well. Just from listening to, you know, all of these conversations, and this comes again from my love for Let's Talk About Mitt's Baby, which is made basically on the back of one woman, and it is a success now. I just want to talk more about that and create space for them to share their work that belongs exclusively to us.
So Shreya, anything else you'd like to share with the Feedback with Earbuds listeners before I close us out?
I just, again, want to like tell all the independent podcasters out there, you're doing great. You're doing amazing. Please reach out to me at shreya@inside.com with your podcast and include all the information. I want to hear your story. I want to hear why you're passionate about what you're talking about. And let's get talking and let's make a space for you folks.
Amazing.
Oh, and Ariel is awesome. Please, if you haven't subscribed to Earbuds, please do. She's amazing. Shout out to Ariel for doing all the great work that she does for the podcasting community.
Thank you for saying that. That's really nice.
Another huge thank you to Shreya for joining me in the virtual earbud studio powered by Squadcast for this interview. I hope you enjoyed that chat. We're back next week with another interview with a passionate podcast-related person. Did you know that you can curate a list for us? It's true. Anyone can curate a list. There's going to be a link to our curators form in the newsletter that we send out, as well as in our show notes of this episode. You can get subscribed to our newsletter by going to earbudspodcastcollective.org. You can also join our Facebook group. Just head to Facebook and search for Earbuds Podcast Collective. We post discussion questions, we post links to episodes, and we have conversations about podcasts there, so check it out. While you're on the internet, make sure you're following us on all of the socials. We're at Earbuds Podcast Collective on most platforms. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's hosted by me. It's mixed and put together by Daniel Turek, whose work you can find at robotslap.com. And our newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.